this is Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment. The diamonds of our lives are produced through time, heat, and pressure. It's what we do with these instances and situations that we encounter that really count. I hope that you are having a wonderfully refreshed new year. I'm trusting that you are able to feel the difference in the environment around you in this year, and that you will continue to move forward and accomplish everything that you'd like to. Anytime we cross from the previous year, the previous cycle, previous season to the next one, we have to do some letting go. We talked about that before, making sure that we're entering into this new phase in a new and invigorated way, allowing ourselves to have closure. Sometimes we don't allow ourselves to move forward in life. We decide that we're going to be stuck where we were. And I understand that there are times when things are extremely difficult, very, very hard to get past. I haven't said anything to any of you about it, but I had a very difficult year, very difficult, a lot of loss. And so what I'm saying to you, I'm saying it from a very personal perspective, and I have learned that in order for me to do what I was positioned on this earth to do, I have to learn how to move forward in my life. If you experienced any type of loss this year, then you know that it takes some getting used to. You have to take the time to be kind to yourself. I say all the time, you have to be your own best friend. And sometimes in those situations, you have to be your own best friend. You have to take your own advice. And hopefully you're giving yourself good advice. Self-care is a wonderful thing, and it was meant so that you can stop and take care of yourself. So I hope that you are doing that and have learned that. You know, I'm very, very excited. I've been working diligently to complete the Diamond Journey Journal. And I am pleased to say I am at the close of that experience. And you should be able to get your journal on Amazon this week, within the next day or so. The link will be on the website, but right now you can go and you can get a look at the book and kind of see what the cover looks like. I'm excited about that. But I wanted also to tell you a little bit about what's going to be inside of the journal. This is not a journal that probably you've ever had before. What I wanted to do and what my goal and my intention was to make a journal that you would be able to grow by, meaning that it would not be so difficult, so tedious, so emotionally draining until you just rather not do it. So it has some very short areas to write in so that you can get to the point. It has some affirmations and some meditations. It gives some information on the terminology of today. I think that many times we're frightened of moving forward in our lives or interacting with other people because we simply don't know what's being said. And so many times we've been positioned in this world to be fearful of others. And I've said this before, but it hasn't been by mistake. It hasn't been an error. We have been, as Malcolm X said, bamboozled and hoodwinked. We have been taken advantage of in some areas that are now in the process of being corrected. I think in this year, you're going to see a number of stances that large organizations have taken that they're going to have to walk backward in. They're not going to be able to continue in this phase, in this place, at this time, in this season like they were. So a lot of truth is beginning to come out, and it was truth that should have come out a long time ago. When you are dealing with foundational truths that are changing, it can be very off-putting, and you would need to have somewhere that you can get your bearings again. That is a reason for journaling. Being able to notate what you've learned or what you found out, evaluate, how do I incorporate this into my life? What can I take out of this experience that will end up being one of those valuable diamonds in my life? And then seeing how I've changed. Those are the types of things and types of categories that you'll be able to use in the Diamond Journey Journal. If you have been, or if you're one of those that I have the pleasure of interacting with on a daily basis in my corporate position, then you know that I'm always attempting to raise the consciousness, to raise your understanding of the people around you, the spiritual climate around you, what's taking place within you. I'm always talking to people about listening to their intuition, to that inner man, being guided by the Spirit of God, the Creator, Source, the universe, because that is the leading and guiding that gets you where you need to be. So as we're talking through these various topics, things that are taking place in real time, you know, we've talked before about documentaries that have been launched, that we've looked at the essence of those documentaries in order to incorporate our learning of our own lives and our own interactions. And so we do this also within the work environment. And I call that day, what are you talking about, Dr. Anita? What are you talking about? And so we have some areas within the journal in which I hope to give you some clarity to be able to understand what the terminology is that's being used in spiritual concepts, in spiritual realms, what is being said. Again, we've been taught to be fearful of others. So many times, denominational teaching for many has ended with, you're going to hell. And I don't believe that a God who gave us free will send us to damnation for utilizing the free will that he gave us. And so many times we're afraid to look around, or we'll see something and it has a name on it, and then we automatically attribute a Hollywood image of something that is not appropriate. So I'm going to be going through some terminology to hopefully enlighten and to cause just that area of fear to be dispelled. Scripture tells us that love, and we know that God is love, cannot be made perfect in fear, because fear has an element of torment to it. You can't be made perfect when you're afraid of everything, and people have caused you to believe that everything that you do means that you're going to be sent to eternal damnation. I surely hope that if you're listening to me, this is not who you feel that you are or where you're headed, but that you are on a wonderful journey to of enlightenment, to be more than you've ever been, to use even those type of phrases to bring the real understanding out of why were they trying to make you fearful? Because fear is a controlling force. Fear stops you from becoming what you could be. We see fear in operation for people who have experienced domestic abuse, that you've been told nobody will want you, or you've been told you're this or you're that or you're whatever. And that is to bring fear into the relationship so that you can be controlled. So hopefully we're moving past the ability for someone to control you, and that you have truly thrown open the gates that held you back, and that you're going to be moving forward to become what you want to become. So there are areas of terminology related to spiritual terms. There's emotional terms for us to understand emotions and be able to take what we're feeling and jot it down, but to look at it and evaluate it, to question it, to challenge it, and hopefully overcome it and move forward. So I want you to really be encouraged this year. We're going to be doing a lot of uplifting type of podcast this year. I want to walk with you as you move forward. I want to be able to interact with you as you're doing what you need to do to become all that you can be. Please tell others about not only the Diamond Journey Journal, but also A Diamond Moment with Dr. Anita. I do believe that our audience is growing. I'm very, very thankful for that. And I just want to thank you for having been with me for 2 years now and moving forward into the third year. I intend to do some things a little differently. We are going to do some walking through our journal. We are going to do some other events possibly. And I do have a plan for another way to interact with everyone. So again, I hope that you're having the start of your year has been more than you could have ever dreamed of. I hope that you laugh more this year than you ever have, that you smile, that you feel love from others, that you feel the appreciation, that you have that best friend that you've always wanted. And if not, you're going to be the best friend that you've always wanted. Tell yourself the truth. Becoming is a process, and a process has stages, and we're in that process right now. Please join me on my website. That's www.DrAnitaMC.com. That's DrAnitaMC.com. When you're on the website, be sure and check out the book cover and see what we're doing. And also the link will be there for you to go to Amazon and to purchase the book. If you have any questions, be sure and leave them in the contact me area on the website. I will get back in touch with you. And also join me on Wisdom. I am one of the top mentors on Wisdom. Please join me there, and also on Fanbase. I'm really looking forward to everything that is going to be happening this year, and I know that you will too. Let's leave the past behind, move forward into our future, become what we were destined to become, and be as happy as we can possibly be. Again, look for A Diamond Journey Journal on Amazon.com. From me, Dr. Anita McLaughlin, join me on my website, join me on Wisdom and Fanbase, and have a great, great year. We've got big things planned. Big things are happening moving forward, and you don't want to miss a moment of it.